It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28 tells us, "Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." When Jesus comes back again to this earth, it will be for the salvation of his saints. He will salvage us from this old sinful world. Then after this, there's another time in which he will come back, and it will not be to salvage anybody. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7 tells us, "Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him." According to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, it will not be for those that are looking for him. It will be to those whom he would be the last one they'd want to see. Listen to what it says. "Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they which pierced him, and all the kindred of the earth shall wail because of him." Those that crucified him, those that pierced him, those who mocked him, those who denied him, those who refused him, will be weeping and wailing. Most people are not expecting him to come. The attitude of people at this time, both in the world and in the church, is a thing that stirs my heart. I realize that few people actually know that Jesus Christ could come today, for he declared in his word that it would be just such a time as this when he comes. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 and verse 40, "For the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not." If I were to ask you the question, "Do you think our Lord could come in the next 24 hours?" you would possibly say, "I think not." If you did believe that Jesus could come at any moment, this glorious event would occupy your thinking. You would make all of your decisions with this in mind. It would provoke and inspire you to consistent Christian living every day. But because mankind feels that our Lord has delayed his coming, Christians have become earthbound and attached to this present world. Their spiritual sense is callous. Their love has grown cold. Their spiritual fire needs to be rekindled. Churches have become a mere convenience. They have become absorbed in this present world. The church no longer anticipates the coming of our Lord as it did in yesteryear. And because of this attitude, I am constrained to cry out with the Apostle Paul, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." I don't believe there's any prophecy in the Bible that needs to be fulfilled before Jesus appears in the sky to take his church home. Some Bible scholars would object to this thought, but I believe that nothing has to happen that has not already happened before Jesus comes in the clouds of glory. To substantiate their argument, they quote Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, where it says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." They say that this has not happened yet, and therefore Christ cannot come. But notice this. According to God's word, there was a time when all the nations heard the word of God. Galatians 1 and verse 4 and 5 tells us, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you have heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is come to you as it is in all the world." And in verse 23, Paul says, "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven." According to these scriptures, all the world in that day did hear the gospel. However, The coming of the Lord Jesus for his saints is not the end of the world. It is merely the end of the church age. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.